You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It is going very well. Jason, I'm really excited about today's quiz.
Oh, well, we're all always excited.
That should make you afraid, I think, actually.
Well, I think our guest is going to be hard to scare. I want to say hello, welcome, and good luck to Paul from Eugene. Paul, how are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Very good to have you here. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
I work in the garden. I try to do a little bit of drawing every now and again, and I like board games.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. Well, those are very transferable skills. Forrest, what are you so excited about today?
Well, Jason and Paul, I'm excited about something that I'm calling a patronyms, and I'm calling it that. An aptonym is, or an aptonym is like Usain Bolt, goes really fast. His name's Bolt.
And a patronym has an appropriate name.
Yeah, an apt name.
An apt name.
So yeah, there was a firefighter named Les McBurney who made the news a few years ago.
Okay.
Apt name. So
that's fantastic.
Right.
So if an apt name, an aptonym is a name that fits, then an apatronym, which comes from the Greek for deception, is a name that seems apt, but it actually has a different origin. So, for example, German chocolate cake is not from Germany. It's named after a guy named Samuel German. And it uses baker's chocolate, which is not chocolate for baking. It's named after a guy named Baker. So this is a quiz all about those.
Nice. Paul, are you ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Let's play the quiz.
Let's play. Main Street in this California city, that's the origin of the Mission-style burrito, among other things, is not a major thoroughfare like other main streets. It's named for a Charles Main.
That be San Francisco?
That would sure be would San be. Francisco. Well done.
Next, this enormous diamond housed in the Smithsonian is not named for the feeling with feathers described by Emily Dickinson, but rather the last name of a family that owned it for a time.
This would, of course, be the Hope Diamond.
Oh, yes, sure good.
Next, you'd be forgiven for assuming that the tunnel connecting Jersey City to Manhattan is named after historical associations with New York City, but in fact, it's an eponym.
Oh, an eponym.
Yeah, so it's named after a person and not a region of Europe that's associated with...
The Harlem Tunnel.
There you go. Good.
Next, David Hill... is a hill. It's named for a guy named David. It's located about 10 miles northwest of an Oregon city named for a guy named David Hill. Name that Oregon city.
Oh, it feels like I'm trying to qualify for the Sunday puzzle right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So there's an Oregon city, named after a guy named David Hill.
Yeah.
And just by coincidence, there's a hill named after a guy whose last name is David.
Wow.
Nearby.
Davidson or
no.
Hillsborough?
There you
Hillsborough.
Go.
There you go. Yes.
relying on my etymological knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Finally, the name of this company, founded in Portland in 1983, would seem to be a commentary on the toughness of the people who use their pocket knives, but the founder's name is actually what?
I have one of these.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember.
It must not be in your pocket now.
No, it's not even. I don't even know where it is. It's right. In a drawer somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So like, if somebody was made of a material that comes from like the hide of an animal, they might be tough, right?
What about the grizzly killer in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
A rough-hewn sort.
Oh, Leatherman.
Yeah, Leatherman. Good.
Yeah, Timothy Leatherman.
That is remarkable. I did not know that.
Thanks. I had fun researching this one.
Paul, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we are going to send you a KLCC tote bag, invented by Elena Tote Bag, by the way, for us. Just for playing the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Pleasure to be here.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.